And as we celebrate 25 years on the air, it's time for Sports Beat Memory number 21. Our countdown continues today, presented by Lozier, a great place to work, matching 401k contributions. We don't have to go too far back for memory number 21. It is two Fighting Irish football players taken in the top 10 of the NFL draft. That had not happened since the 1990s. Offensive lineman Mike McGlinchey and offensive lineman Quentin Nelson. Big part of last year's Irish football team. And we're taken very quickly in the National Football League draft. At pick number 6, the Indianapolis Colts were on the clock.
With the 6th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Quentin Nelson, guard.
Oh, wow. Holy mackerel. Okay.
Holy mackerel.
Holy mackerel. Sounds like a Yankees broadcast from the 1980s.
Holy cow.
Well, when Bradley Chubb went to Denver, it was a perfect opportunity for the Colts to solidify their offensive line, protect their franchise quarterback in Andrew Luck. And really, they probably got the best player in the draft with selection number 6 in Quentin Nelson. And the great thing is, he's played like the number 6 overall pick in the draft. In fact, you know what? I think you could argue he's outplayed that particular spot because he made the All-Pro team for the Indianapolis Colts as a rookie.
No doubt. And I mean, when you look at, there were all the questions with Andrew Luck, and obviously Andrew Luck took a pounding over the years. And so there were questions about whether or not it was wise to take a guard that high, because it's not a premium position in the whole thing. And I mean, when you look at what Quentin Nelson has done, not just to the interior of that offensive line, but to the line as a whole, I mean, it's pretty amazing, and it's a big part of what they are able to do this year. There's no doubt about it. And keeping Andrew Luck upright was a top priority, and that's what they've done. They gave up 56 sacks, the Colts offensive line did last year. They've allowed just 37 this year. And again, I mean, there's no doubt who's I'm not going to say he's completely responsible for that, because there have been some other guys who've had some good play as well. But Nelson is the anchor of that line.
Playing like a Heisman Trophy winner to me.
He is.
Well, the night of the draft, Colts GM Chris Ballard had a lot of fine things to say about Quentin Nelson.
So excited about Quentin Nelson. You know, when Frank, you know, me and Frank have talked a long time about, you know, fixing, you win games up front. I mean, I mentioned that last week to y'all, and Quentin Nelson, we thought, was the best offensive lineman in the draft. He's got everything we want in terms of character, work ethic, toughness, passion for the game, and he is going to be great for this team and great for the city of Indianapolis. So we're extremely excited to get him.
Chris, what was it about him that you saw in film that you thought he'll be a good fit here in Indy?
I saw him a year ago, actually. I'm close friends with Harry Hestand, the O-line coach who's now in Chicago, and we were together at one point in Chicago, and he spoke glowingly about him. You know, even a year ago, he thought this kid had real pro potential. But just his, look, he's good as both as a run blocker and pass pro. He's nasty, he's tough, he's everything we want to stand for as a team. His character is his football character is off the charts. And that's something we want to keep adding. He is demanding. He'll be demanding of his teammates to perform, and he'll be demanding on himself to perform. He'll come in and earn it like every rookie has to. But he's a unique guy, got unique size, bend, strength, power. Everything you look for in interior lineman.
That was Chris Ballard. What a job he's done. Really turning that Colts franchise around in the last couple of years. A home run pick, Quentin Nelson at number 6. Sports Beat memory number 21. Two Irish taken to the top 10 of last year's NFL draft. Then the San Francisco 49ers were on the clock at selection number 9.
With the 9th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Mike McGlinchey, Offensive tackle, Notre Dame.
It was a really interesting process for McGlinchey. You know, he was being mentioned as a second rounder, then all of a sudden he popped up late first round, and as the process continued, he flew up mock drafts, which you have to take with a grain of salt.
Right.
I understand that. But you saw how teams really started to fall in love with McGlinchey, and he ended up going number 9 to the San Francisco 49ers, the guy doing the selecting for the 49ers, former All-Pro safety for Tampa Bay and Denver, John Lynch.
Extremely excited with what transpired here. Mike McGlinchey is a guy that we've been excited about for some time. Would tell you that about a week ago, you know, we go through the process. The scouts do all their homework. Ongoing process that goes, you know, year long and goes into last year. And Mike McGlinchey's a guy we've scouted for a long time, but just kept gaining steam. The more we watched him, the more we liked him. And I would tell you that, you know, throughout this process, we get the scouts. I explained the process the other day. The scouts come in, the coaches come in. And every time Kyle and I kept watching him, he just kept getting better. And you go into the makeup of the kid, one of the smartest players in the draft. Off the charts in terms of his presence. Our combine interview, was just looking at my notes upstairs, and one of the top interviews, and just in terms of presence and makeup. And it's a guy, two-time captain at Notre Dame, started 39 straight games. He's healthy. We felt like both in the short term and in the long term at a premium position, particularly when you've just invested in a quarterback. And more so than that, just an important position in football. And you couple that with take the position. Who are the players that excite you most? This was a guy. And last week we decided that if he's there at 9, he's the guy we're taking. We had other players that we had to prepare. And
so that's John Lynch on Mike McGlinchey. And what do you know, McGlinchey went from a guy, you might recall, a couple of years ago, had that tough transition from right tackle to left tackle, mm-hmm. then just prospered the following year, leading to the number 9 overall pick. And then at the end of the day, Pro Football Focus, who grades players on the job they do game in and game out throughout the season. No surprise, the top 2 rookie offensive lineman grades went to Quentin Nelson and Mike McGlinchey.
Yeah, and today, the writers at ESPN.com, they've been naming their top players in each division of the NFL, and they named Mike McGlinchey their NFC West top rookie for the season. And they talk about his run blocking, the fact that he's one of the best run blockers. Still some work to do as far as pass protection, but they really like what he's done, and they talk about him as a franchise building block. Yep. There are a lot more pieces that need to fall in place still for the 49ers than the Colts, as we saw again right. this year. Doesn't help when your quarterback's out, but a great rookie season for Mike McGlinchey.
Yeah, helped him out at guard at one time, and eventually he's going to be their starting left tackle. They're grooming him for that. So, Sports Beat memory number 21, 2 Irish go in the top 10 of the 2018 NFL Draft. Our Sports Beat memory brought to you by Lozier, a great place to work, matching 401k contributions. We will have memory number 20 coming up on Monday.